Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This new book came out. John, this new book came out. It's called Privacy in the Age of Big Data. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
They were writing this book, co-authors Theodore Claypool and Teresa Payton were writing this book at the time before Snowden came out. And their publicist said first, they go, "This people are not interested in anything like this. I mean, they're just not going to be interested." Then all of a sudden, all these things started happening. They're like, print it, print it, print it. And they just came out with it. And two interesting facts that I thought, because so many people tell you, "Oh, your data's secure." Now, you have to understand, Teresa Payton, she worked for Barnett Bank. And Barnett Bank was on the cutting edge of this kind of technology, how to better serve the customer.
Hmm.
And as she said, they were creating, and Barnett Bank has now been bought out by one of these bigger banks and all now. She said who it was, I can't remember. And it just never crossed her mind that somebody can hack into the data. And this is what they said. They said that everything is hackable. Teresa said this, the one who created that technology. Everything is hackable. I mean, think about that. I mean, everybody's saying this is not hackable. Do you have your password? Do you have like a 4-digit password? You know, and it's just like, what are you talking about? Everybody's like, "Hey, nobody will ever get my password." What do you mean? Banana 71? Come on. Your date of birth?
I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I like people's email. I don't give anybody my information. You got your date of birth and your name and your email address for Gmail. I'm like, come on. It's just crazy. But everything's hackable. No matter your intentions, you are risking your customer's information, she said, if you put anything online about them. And they have one particular company that put all their profiling, which I guess is legal if you're a corporation, their customers, trying to better understand so they can market and meet the needs of their customers, and their psychological profiles. Can you imagine? You could figure us out. It's like, I don't understand when they're talking about Tara and they think they're talking about Jesus. And so they had the psychological profile, she reports, on their customer base. So this is what companies, and I'm not saying they're doing it, but you think about Target and Walmart, and they say, "Do you have a rewards card?" It's like, "No, I don't have it. I will not sell out my phone number." "Well, you get a discount." "Okay, I'll give you John's phone number." "This is John's phone number."
Right.
It even knew that I gave him John's phone. "This is John's phone number." "No, I just made up a number, 555-5555. And it said, "This is not your number." And so I gave it in. And she says, "Oh, sorry, no discount. I just gave up my entire
You know, you don't qualify."
I wanted this pack of gum. I thought I was going to get like a dime off or something. I don't know. It was so stupid. Even when you pump gas, they're like, "Well, you give your data away." They say, "You got a reward." Isn't that beautiful? A rewards card.
Right.
A rewards card. And so they got hacked. This company got hacked. And so Teresa's saying that, Teresa Payton was saying that all the psychological profiles for their customer, the psych profiles, was out.
Oh, great.
It's not good for business if you're saying, you know, "It's Friday, it's pizza, it's wings," you know, down the southern portion of that particular region. You know, we're not going to talk about who that is. Or chicken and ranch dressing, or no, chicken and Italian dressing and Tupperware.
And cereal.
And cereal. He had an early watch. So think about that. So understand this, that we should live a life once hacked, that you shouldn't be any different.
Mm-hmm.
And repent for everything, you know, whatever, including your buying habits. When you use a credit card, it records, you know, everything attaching to that particular number. And the Lord, if you go back and watch prophecies, go to VFNTV.com and go to the VFN Torch for Prophecies. I told you it's going to be a cashless society. I mean, God showed me paper money's going. And outside of knowing that this is a perfect type of economy for the mark of the beast, this is a perfect type of economy for men to control people and all that kind of stuff, but also to bless people, because there's a lot of people that aren't moving up in the economy because of people hoarding this paper money and whatever. Either way, In the logical sense, it makes sense. I mean, who carries around cash? I mean, who really carries around cash? And this next generation that's after us, they don't carry cash at all, which means every purchase that they make is tracked. We're heading in that direction, which means everything will be hackable. Everything will be trackable. And hopefully, you know, I can't tell it to me. Anyway, everywhere you are, there's a little dot going on some map somewhere showing where you're at. So truly, if you live the life you say you live, you know, your dot's not going to go to certain places. Mm-hmm. And if it does, it won't be there long because you'll see like the dot goes, like Joseph runs away. The dot just runs. See how fast my dot left? I didn't realize that Potiphar's wife was in there. Right. I ran for my life. Now they're saying your coats are going to be your phone. That your coat will even be a tracking device and that type of thing. They'll be talking to your coat. And you know, we're in Florida, so we won't have one of those.
We don't have that problem.
If it's just shorts, maybe, or a shirt. But Joseph would have left his coat there because they would have thought, yeah, you were there longer. Mm-hmm. No, that was my coat. It wasn't it wasn't me. Well, continue talking about, you know, privacy and the age of the big data in their book, co-authors Theodore Claypool and Teresa Payton. They said that in regards to this, nothing goes away. Everything, once it's out there, it's out there. And but they said this is what they found out. 60% of people who do search engines, whether you search for something, it's amazing who people can't just type in the URL. They just type in the company name in the Google. It's like, did you ever think about typing in www.com? And they just go to Google. And which, by the way, when you do that, that gets more data in the context of their data system. But 60% of people who use search engines do not go past the first page. I mean, that's how important it is to get your business on the top search, because if you sell a product, realize if you hit the first page, 60% of people are going to buy your product if they're looking for something. Isn't that something? 60%. And then 90% of people, they say, don't go past the third page. So if something bad's out there, just pray, dear God, move it to the fifth page. Because only 10% of the world's population. This is amazing.
Wow.
And so if you really want to find something, right, go to the fourth page. Go to the fourth page. And from what I understand about, since it doesn't go away, that when you hire people like reputation.com and all that, they actually create positive things about you that come and pushes the other information down somehow. So they don't make it go away. It just starts talking about how good Pat is, you know, and those different type of things. And one more thing they talked about, which I thought was pretty interesting, that these apps, she says, when you have an app that comes up on your phone, it says, do you want to be able to reveal your location? It's like, why do you want to know my location? And when you do that, according to what they were saying, like weather app did that. And every 10 minutes, it sends your location back to that particular company. Every 10 minutes. Versus just saying, no, I'll just, you know, for this one encounter, I want them to know where I'm at.
Right.
So everything you said yes to in regards to enabling that tracking, you're telling that third-party company, not just whoever your phone company is or whoever their iPhone, whatever, Google, you're actually saying, just you can track me everywhere I'm at. And so I thought it was pretty interesting. But the truth is, you know, Jesus told us that there's nothing under the sun that's not going to be revealed. It's going to be shouted from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. So we got to begin to live our life in a way that says, you know, that the reason why we're Christians, we needed a Savior. We've fallen. We're sinful outside of Jesus Christ. And if Jesus does not put a grace on our life, if he does not keep us, we fall. Mm-hmm. And he tells us that because we are his, if we do sin, we actually have an advocate that we can actually confess our sins to God, and he'll forgive us of our sins. So Christians aren't sinless, they're forgiven.
Right.
And there's nothing that's taking you that's not common to man, but there is only one remedy, and that's Jesus Christ at the cross. And we have to live a life. And when you have more of a concern about men finding out than God already knowing and finding out, you're going to be defeated anyway, because every time men are not around you, men don't know your stuff, you're in sin, you know, versus, you know, the traveling businessman, right? Mm-hmm. He's when he's at home, he's totally fine. But when he travels, he ends up falling into sin.
That's right.
Because he has the fear of man, not a fear of God. But if he walks with the fear of God, he has the same awareness of God and the knowledge of God wherever he's at. And so he watches what he turns on in his hotel room. He watches who he fellowships with and those different things when he or she travels out there. There's nothing more sadder than watch people at the national airports passing. So they look so just like robots, you know, going back and forth. Like, why is that something? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.